Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Would you like a weekend? Okay. If you download our podcast, let's say you got a bit of spare time over the weekend, you're thinking, what can I fill up my MP3 player with? I want something which might make me smile. Then that's not ours. No, it is ours. The Scott Mills Daily, which you can get from wherever you normally get your podcast from or your music, or from bbc.co.uk/radio1. And it's free. How many things are free these days, eh? Becky also has a great way of how to make our podcast absolutely fly.
Yeah. I think it's brilliant. You're always on about trying to get higher in the podcast stats. Mm. Like to beat the Archers and stuff.
We do good.
Yeah, we do good.
And thank you if you do already download the podcast.
But I don't think we've ever been number one downloaded podcast in BBC.
UK.
Or in the UK.
No.
Oh, that would be brilliant if we could do like the whole of the UK and the world.
Yeah. So anyway, what always beats us?
Well, the Archers is really popular.
And the news.
Yeah.
And Chris Miles.
Yeah. So I've come up with an amazing way of making ours the number one.
Okay, go.
I'm just going to write explicit in the podcast description.
Yes.
And then we'll just get download after download. Because I was looking at the download chart today and, you know, the explicit versions, they do better.
Do they?
Yeah. So I think if I put explicit, like not put any rude stuff in.
No, but just put it on the description.
Yeah. And then people will download thinking,
it's going to be a bit blue.
Yeah. And then... Oh, it's just us, but at least we've got the figures on the table.
How do you get that little box, the red box that says explicit in red letters? How do you get that? Because you have that on some music, don't you, when you download it?
I could...
I could make one.
I could do something in Paint.
Right. But I want to know how you get that actual box.
There's probably some code. Right. I'll ask someone upstairs.
Someone upstairs and in the internet department will know.
Mm.
Anyway, if you download our not explicit podcast at the moment... But it'll say it on the thing soon.
We'll be able to see on the graph, like, dum, 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 and then
it'll be a massive
when
spike.
I've started to put it in. Yeah.
Yeah. So good luck with downloading that. You can hear our interview with Nicki Minaj if you download it. Oh, my God. Hi, Nicki Minaj.
Oh, my God. The kids out here, oh, my God. I was like, oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my God, that is the cutest thing. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Nicki Minaj.
Oh, my God.
Do some films as well?
Oh, my God, absolutely. You know, oh, my God.
And I said, oh, my God, talking like
oh
you like
oh, my God.
That.
Oh, my God.
Love her a lot. You can also, if you get the podcast, hear what Janice of her Friends sounds like when you watch it in France.
Oh.
Still a favourite of mine. Innuendo Bingo the Jewel was on with Becky and my mate Chris this week. Chris got very, very wet. You weren't playing fair, I don't think.
I was. I have said this before and I'll say it again. The problem is Chris hogs the bin and then I've got nowhere to go.
Yeah, you bin hogger.
Sorry.
Sounds rude, isn't?
I love it that he's in again.
I know, he's just... He loves it. He can't get enough.
He is like part of the furniture now. He's just there always on the sofa.
He loves it. Absolutely loves it. Anyway, this is a little bit from Innuendo Bingo the Jewel. You can watch a video online as well.
Julian Preston Powers is on the phone to tell us all about it. Hello, Julian.
Hello there.
So what is different about your helmet?
um...
Oh, no.
Also, we spoke to our nice friend, Kesha, friend of the show, who sadly isn't going to be at the Brits this year.
The Brits were really, really fun. Was that's when I met Lily Allen and relieved myself in the sink.
Yeah, that one.
That was fun. I really wish I could come.
I know, but what I'll do is I'll go to the Kesha Memorial Sink and just wee in it for you.
Perfect.
I might send you a tweet. Go, did it.
That would be very sweet of you.
Okay. Also, you can get right up to date with R. Kelly's masterpiece, Trapped in the Closet.
Which one is the faster? I'm sniffing around, trying to figure out what's that smell. As they turn and look at each other like, what the hell?
Genius. Get the podcast for free. Scott Mills Daily. It's called at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1. Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Right, Becky's here. My mate Chris is here again.
All right.
Hi. All right. All right. No, I've got some homework for us all.
What, again on a weekend?
Homework time. I know,
I'm
like
the worst teacher ever, because...
I'm like that really grouchy old teacher, aren't I?
I don't mind doing them on weeknights, but on a weekend I'd quite like to have a bit of time
off. It's for the show.
Okay.
Okay, you up for this, Chris?
No, homework's homework. I hate it.
No, well, it's for the show, and you do as you're told.
He doesn't even... No, hang on a minute. He's your friend. He doesn't even work on the show.
Oh, yeah.
And you're already setting him homework. You need to be careful, otherwise you'll be
in
here every day.
Join in. Now, you know we've all been making songs on our phone over the last couple of weeks using just various apps that we've downloaded. This all started when me and my flatmate decided to... Well, we were bored and decided to form a synth duo.
Oh, this was when you were sat in your dressing gowns watching rubbish TV, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Do you remember the name of your group?
Did it's we like decide one?
License plates.
Oh, you were vehicle registration plates from Uruguay.
No, yeah, Uruguay, that was it. Yeah.
Good name.
How do you get that name again?
That is the random article generator on Wikipedia.
That's it, yeah. Anyway, we've all been making tunes with our phones. So this was my one to start off. Remember, it's just on a phone, not a professional recording studio.
Really?
Really. I know it's hard to believe.
I come home in the morning like my mother says, when you're gonna live your life right.
I've forgotten how good it was.
You're not serious. Friends,
and girls, they wanna have fun.
I forgot how many farty noises it had in it.
Then Becky did a really good one.
This is good.
Then, the one that doesn't speak made this one.
Hold on. Mammary glands. Jeffrey Archer. Listen, I'm an adult baby. I'm an adult baby.
And then to cheer poor Chris up when he went to his Batman audition and failed, made him this.
Tonight there will be 3 homicides in Gotham City.
So you've heard all those. Now, okay, we've all got to make another song. Okay, guys?
I think that my Batman song's brilliant and Zane's even championing it.
Championing it.
Easy
for you to say.
Yeah, no, it's not, is it?
It's the sound of Reading.
Well, that's what Zane thinks. I don't think I need to... Why do we need to do another one?
Because, I don't know if you saw this... But this week, Lady Gaga has published the lyrics to her new single, which is called Born This Way. And I think she's going to perform it for the first time at the Grammys or something like that. But nobody has ever heard the song. So we've got the lyrics, but nobody knows what the song will actually sound like. So the homework this weekend is to make a song, with including the lyrics, and try and imagine what Lady Gaga's song will sound like. And then, when we get to hear the actual song, when she reveals it to the world, we will compare and see whose was closest to the song.
Oh, okay.
So we've got to use her lyrics.
Yeah. Have you got the lyrics there?
Is that these ones?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are they good?
Right, shall I read them out to you?
Yeah. Does it go rah-rah, la-la-la, rah-rah-rah-rah?
No, there's a bit of repetition, but it's not too bad.
Okay.
It doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M. Just put your paws up because you were born this way, baby. My mama told me when I was young...
Paws. Eh? Sorry, go on.
Well, it's not paws like Nicki Minaj paws. It's paws as in actual...
Paws.
Yeah. My mama told me when I was young, we were all born stars. She rolled my hair and put my lipstick on in the glass of her boudoir.
West country.
There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, because he made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far. Listen to me when I say.
Mezzan.
And then there's a baby I was born this way, baby I was born this way. Ooh, there ain't no other way.
That's where I come
baby
in.
Baby I was born this way. Don't be a drag, just be a queen.
Don't be a drag, just be a queen?
Yeah.
How's this going to work for me?
Huh?
These lyrics are quite feminine a lot of the time, aren't they?
Just go with it.
Yeah,
just go with
you
it.
Can go anyway. It says no matter gay, straight or bi. That's just a lyric. She's got, you know.
Gay, straight or bi.
Doesn't matter what you are, you can still sing this.
I'd love it if it, when we actually got revealed on the Grammys and it wasn't a West Country accent.
Lady Gaga, gay, straight or bi.
Right, okay, so that's what we're going to do over this weekend. We are going to each make a song, what we think Lady Gaga's new track will sound like, and the closest to hers, when we hear it, wins something that I haven't worked out yet.
A blimmin' spice rack, isn't it?
Could be. Made by some school children. Podcast. Becky, can you remove Chris, please? Because he's being a hypochondriac, and that's actually, as you know, my role. He says he's not feeling very well, and he's like, oh, God, I'm going to die. That's what I normally do. Mm. It's just a bit of heartburn, Chris, seriously, from the large amounts of pizza that you've consumed. Don't worry about it. You're not having a heart attack. It's all fine. Just have a little antacid, and then... Oh, I know. And then and fart it out, you'll be absolutely fine.
Have you been on a first aid course?
What?
Have you been on a first aid course?
Sounds like it, doesn't it?
You're going to look a bit silly now if he... Oh, not God. That he will, but you are going to...
Oh, yeah. So I'm so sorry. If anything happens now, take back exactly what
he's... just dismissed his symptoms.
I'm so sorry.
Live on national radio.
I don't like anyone being iller than me, do I? That's what I do.
Well, just invent something worse. Just
I can't faint. Be bothered.
Do a Gillian McKeith. Shall I play the next bit?
He's gone. He's not getting up.
Really? It's all fine. Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1. Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.